Page 49, Unit 11. Public Works is a waste of resources.
The state is the great fiction through which everyone endeavors to live at the expense of everyone else. Frederick Bastiat.
It is often mentioned that by creating public works projects, the state can create jobs for unemployed people. The argument says that if the government wants to help the poor, the unemployed, and the homeless, this is the least it can do. Putting people to work is the most important thing for those groups of people. According to many Keynesian economists, creating these jobs can lower unemployment, increase spending and demand, so it helps the economy in general. To tell the truth, I am quite skeptical about such an attitude towards how taxpayers' money should be spent. There are many downsides of the state creating jobs. Although the job is assigned to some workmen, it actually deprives others of doing the same job. As this job is financed by the state, it is paid for by the citizens. As the famous French philosopher Frédéric Bastiat says, "We are deceived by money. To demand the cooperation of all the citizens in a common work, in the form of money, is in reality to demand a concurrence in kind. For every one procures, by his own labor, the sum to which he is taxed." I have to admit that this measure can be accepted on a temporary basis. For example, in case of an emergency. There can be some hard times when an economically hit country needs to adopt such measures, but this policy can never be meant to run on a permanent basis. Many, however, regard public works as the means for unemployed people to get back to the labor market. It can help them find new trades, and they might be able to learn new skills that are needed in the labor market. Public works can only be successful if it is only considered as a temporary form of aid until the worker finds his way back to a normal job. As far as I can see, the main difference in viewpoints lies in the ideological opposition of the two parties. It means how certain economists regard the role of the state in economic matters. Non-interventionists say that it is not the responsibility of the state to meddle with such economic matters. What is the role of the state, then? Whose responsibility is the creation of jobs? Economists of the Austrian school believe that the state should encourage companies to create jobs. Instead of levying different types of taxes on entrepreneurs, the state should minimize the number and rate of taxes, which would encourage growth in the economy, and companies would be able to save money for creating more jobs and flourish. However, I would say the balance should be found between no intervention and some kind of help, as there are many people who are not strong enough to survive without the state giving them a helping hand.